You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Folks, a new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association this past Wednesday, the research found 10 and 18-year-olds who spent more time focused on devices, including phones, televisions, computers, and gaming consoles, were at higher risk for cardiometabolic diseases, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and insulin resistance. Here to talk to us about it is Dr. Frank Smart, professor of preventative cardiology, chief section of cardiology at LSU Health New Orleans. Dr. Smart, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So, Doc, I know that there's been a lot of previous studies about computer time and the like, and it seems as though more and more research studies are coming to the forefront as to the downstream implications of just excessive screen time. Your thoughts?
So I agree completely with your statement that there's more and more evidence that supports excessive screen time is not good for you. Obviously, intuitively, it makes sense that if you're sitting on the screen instead of out playing sports, then you're not getting any kind of exercise, and you're going to have a higher weight and things like that. This really was interesting because it not only showed that, you know, again, increase in weight, increase in insulin and things like that, which are all associated with obesity and inactivity. But those were all compounded by the lack of sleep. So trading sleep for screen time is even more of a double whammy, if you would. So not only are you not getting the exercise that you should be getting as when you're younger, but trading sleep for that is even worse. It gives you much more of a negative effect. And so when they figured sleep into the equation, it was really very convincing that the screen time, trading screen time for sleep, was something that was detrimental. And that, I think, is what the really exciting part of this study is.
Doc, does it almost become like an addiction? I mean, where you have this desire to be, you know, to be on the screen so many hours a day, especially for this age group. You've got the rigors of education. You're going to school. You got to get a lot of that work done, and I guess that's where the trade-off is, right? Of getting on the screen and going to bed later.
Yeah, I guess. Again, this study looked at only screen time. It didn't, you know, say whether it was educationally associated screen time or not. However, the amount of screen time that we're talking about in, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours is excessive. Nobody is doing homework for that degree of time unless they're in, you know, law school or some such thing as that.
Right.
I wouldn't think that high schoolers and 10-year-olds are doing that degree of homework. So I think it's mostly, you know, like you said, the gaming consoles and things like that. These social media has become an addiction, to your point, and people just can't stop looking at it. It certainly plays into, you know, everybody's tendency towards distraction, and whether you want to label it as ADD or whatever, that we all have a tendency towards distraction, and I suffer with it myself. Whenever I get an email that pops up, it totally messes me up for what I was doing, and I have to go look at it. And just
exactly.
I try to turn that off. But again, the younger kids are the ones that are, I think, at most at risk for this, because as you point out, the younger generation, it has become just a reality, and it's something that we're forced to deal with.
Now, they used a couple of terms here, metabolic health as one. What does that, for the benefit of the audience, what does that mean?
So metabolic syndrome is what we've talked about for a long time in adults, that is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, being obese, and having high insulin levels. We know that all of those things together are, or sort of one of the things that sets the stage for worsening heart disease. And breaking that along the way is super important. One of the reasons that, some of the new weight loss drugs have been so important in not only in weight loss but in cardiovascular risk reduction is because it lowers insulin levels back down again, and that helps to kind of reset the thermostat for people to try to avoid some of the cardiometabolic risk. But high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or sort of the sine qua non of developing heart disease, and then when you add to that absence of sleep and an increase in inflammation, that metabolic risk is clearly there.
So is there a connection, you know, with my kids and grandchild, it kind of drives me crazy. We sit down at the dinner table and, you know, they want to be on these electronic devices. Does it have an impact, like, in the way that you consume food, the way that you digest food, where your eyes and your brain and stuff is not actually relaxing? It's focused on this screen, whatever it may be that you're doing on it.
So I'm going to give you commentary based on my own experience and my grandkids as well, rather than what's in this paper. So yeah, I believe that because of that distraction, people don't realize how much they're eating. They don't realize how quickly they're eating, and instead of that control time, everything sort of sped up and hurried a little bit more.
And that manifested itself in a harmful way. How?
Well, again, if you put more calories in your fast, you don't take time to chew, you don't digest, you don't feel full, you could actually eat beyond feeling full. One of the reasons that people have, you know, told you for 50 years to chew your food well is because it gives you time to let your brain and your stomach catch up, and so you won't overeat. Overeating is something that is a real problem, and particularly for people that hurry a meal or just grab fast food and things like that. So it's not only empty calories, but it is doing it in a way that has your insulin levels flying up and down instead of a gradual rise and fall in insulin.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What I also found interesting about this study, and I don't know what your thoughts are, there was a small change in the amount of time that you spent on the screen, right, per hour. But if you start adding these hours up, like many of our kids actually do in that age group, spending 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, it becomes more and more meaningful. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And the study was very clear on the fact that this was a linear progression. And, you know, the worst, the higher your screen time, the worse the problem was. And again, if the screen time substituted for sleep, it became exponentially worse.
Now, it wasn't mentioned in this paper, but in your professional opinion, if you're going like 10 years and you're doing this very proactive amount of time on a screen, and then you just stop. Does the body go through some kind of physiological change?
Yeah, that's a great question. My thought would be yes. It's like any other habit that you're in. When you break that habit, things change, right? I mean, so even to the point of daylight savings time, right? I mean, so because that impacts the sleep cycle for people, even for a short period of time. We see an increased risk of heart attacks and things like that in older people. Now, not in younger people, of course, because they're not at the same risk. But to that end, I do think that there are physiologic changes, immune changes, insulin changes, metabolic changes that occur that any time a dramatic change happens one way or the other, you're going to impact that.
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting, and I bring it up because I know that a lot of parents are grasping for details of how to communicate this to their kids to kind of, you know, reduce the amount of time that they're on the screen, that the downstream implications of what they're doing today are very meaningful.
Yeah, yes. And I guess talk to your kids about it, but my kids are all grown now, but they certainly were never that interested in what I had to tell them about their health risks over time. So
I feel your pain, Doc. I feel your pain. I've had a similar experience. It's a little bit frustrating, though, because one would not think, right, that spending time on a computer screen, I mean, I'm sure you're on it, I'm on it, the technology today that y'all utilize in cardiology, you're always on some kind of technological device. It feels like almost, you know, all day, every day.
Yeah, and maybe that is an ad for buy a good book and sit down and read it in the afternoon and go to sleep instead of staying up and playing some video game. So
I'm in favor of that nap time. I would love to have that opportunity. But, I mean, it's so true because it's just putting your mind at ease, putting your mind at rest, and just some creative relaxation, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Doc, thank you so much. I truly appreciate you joining us. Dr. Frank Smart, Professor of Preventive Cardiology, Chief Section of Cardiology at the LSU Health New Orleans. Appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week. Take a nap, Doc.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.